Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching and this daily devotional podcast based on 1 Thessalonians. To quote from chapter 2, verse 12, they're aimed at encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God. Now, on to today's scripture. Well, in fact, we're not going to look at a particular scripture today because I'd like to give you a bit of background to the book and whet your appetite for what is to come. And I have something in particular I want to bring to your attention, but we'll come back to that a bit later. First of all, some background. One of the things that will help you to get the most out of these podcasts and all the other materials we're doing is to read the book of Acts, chapters 16 and 17, to have a look at what was happening just before Paul got to Thessalonica, what happened while he was there, and what happened afterwards. Have a look at that and set it all in context. Another suggestion I have is, if you haven't already done this, Paul mentions Silas and Timothy in this letter, so he's not traveling alone. He's working together with Silas and Timothy. And one of the things you might find useful is to do a Bible study on Silas. Have a look at his life, his background, his travels with Paul, and ask yourself perhaps what it might have been like to be him. And do the same thing perhaps with Timothy. Where does he come from? What's his background? What did he do with Paul? Where did he travel? What did he see? It's very helpful sometimes to look at these other characters and not forget that they're there because someone like Paul is so prominent. In Thessalonica, Paul preached for about 3 Sabbaths and then he had to leave, which means that he left behind a very young church. And that must have been significantly challenging. And I wonder, as we go through this book, what you'll see that might indicate that this church is still quite young in spiritual terms. It seems that most of the people in the church weren't wealthy, because he's at pains to stress that he did not depend on them. That's chapter 2, verse 9. And also, interestingly, he does not warn them about materialism, which is something he does mention in other letters. So they weren't well off, it seems. Where are we? Well, Thessalonica is modern-day Thessaloniki, or Salonika. It's a seaport about 200 miles north of Athens. At that time, it was the capital of Macedonia and the largest city in that area. It was strategically situated on the Via Egnatia, the great Roman highway going to the east. So an important location, an important city, an important place in the empire. But for all that it was important, and all that Paul was writing to spiritually immature Christians, relatively, and they had lots of issues, I do want to point something out before we finish today, which is this. The letter to the Thessalonians, the first one, has 89 verses, 1,944 total words. And do you know the words that are most common, that come up far more than any others? You've probably guessed it, but I'll tell you. God comes up 35 times. Gods, as in the possessive, something belonging to God, comes up 7 times. Lord comes up 22 times, and then Lords twice. Jesus comes up 16 times, and the Son once. Brothers and sisters come up 15 and 13 times. Christ comes up 10 times. Faith 8 times. Love 8, and loved 3 times. And then we go down to gospel and day and holy and spirit and so on. It's clear that the emphasis of the book is not theory, it's not ideas, it's not philosophy, it's not just talking about whatever the needs are, though it does that. The focus of the book is God. And it's important to remember that as we go through these podcasts and these materials, that in the end, for Paul, and surely for us, it's really about God. So today, as you do some reading, as you do some thinking, as you reflect on 1 Thessalonians, also reflect on what it's teaching you about God. That's more important than anything else. Perhaps that's a good prayer for today. God, help me keep my mind, my heart on you, because you are who I need. Thank you for listening today. It's my hope, to paraphrase chapter 1, verse 3, that your work will be produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For more notes, lessons, and resources on these topics, go to my website, malcolmcox.org, and I'll finish with the last phrase of the letter. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Take care, and God bless.